This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 16. What did you get? Our reading comes from Romans chapter 15. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. By the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. How long do you keep Christmas decorations up after the holiday? How long do gifts stay under the tree before you use them or tuck them into a drawer? One year, I bought my mom a nice nightgown that I knew she would like. But I was really confused when I learned that she didn't wear it. I asked her about it, and she said she was saving it for a special occasion. She said it was soft and comfortable and that she really liked it, so I assured her that it was good to use the gown and enjoy it right away. As I think about what we have been given by God, I wonder if we do something similar. For example, Paul points out some wonderful gifts from God in the blessing we read here today. And I wonder if we hear those words about joy and peace and then just tuck that thought away for some special day. God has gifted us with the ability to experience hope and peace through the power of the Holy Spirit. What's more, we are given the ability to share this with others. So this isn't just a gift to be treasured and kept hidden, or even shared only in church. God is calling us to bring this good news to the world. May you experience hope and joy today and share it with others. Pray with me. Dear God, forgive us when we only use or share the gifts you have given us on special occasions. Help us to enjoy your hope, peace, and joy every day so that we might share the good news everywhere. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.